Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back here on a Thursday morning. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie is here as well. Hope everyone's having a good start here to their Thursday morning. Omar, I can see you on our video stream.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Trying to make myself pretty here.
Yeah, you look nice. I fixed my hair a little bit too. I look a little frazzled here. We had, you know, those early morning wake up calls, man. That dark drive in here in the morning. Always got to find a way to wake up. But I have taken a shot of coffee and an energy drink. So we're ready to rock.
Yeah, I've had my tea.
So we are ready to rock and roll. We made it to Thursday, everyone. So thank God for that, because we got football tonight. We got a little college football. Dan was just hitting on some of those college games.
What's the NFL game?
Eagles and Giants.
Remember
4-1 v 1-4.
Remember when the college game was the big Thursday night game?
I do remember in the college.
Does college have to move to like Wednesday to get back their shine? Because nobody's watching a college game when NFL's on.
No. That's the problem. They can't go against, and the NFL is kind of like.
So should college?
They've done it to the NBA now. Like they stole Christmas.
Yeah. Should college go to Friday? Like
college does have Friday games. They do. Miami plays a week from tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah.
There's a monster game tomorrow.
Louisville.
Night.
And
Louisville,
you convinced
and you
me
tickets.
To yes,
yeah. We'll work on that for you.
Be the ticket master.
I will see what we can do for you. There's a monster game tomorrow night, though. College football, North Texas hosting 24th ranked South Florida. So we got a monster tomorrow night. I'll be watching.
I'm laughing because now I know why you called it a monster game.
Laugh if you want. That game has playoff implications just written all over it. So
What conference are they playing in, by the way?
The American Athletic Conference.
Okay, so that still exists? Okay, gotcha.
I think it still exists. We do have football tonight, so that's exciting. We got baseball going as well. I know you're a big baseball fan, Omar. We got hockey.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to get Omar into hockey.
Is this the point in the year where all the sports meet, correct? NBA, yeah, it is.
Yes, the NBA is starting towards the end of the month as well. Yes, so you'll have hockey, football,
baseball, football,
basketball, yeah. All of it. Yes.
Yes.
Am I missing something? Am I missing one of the majors? It's
soccer.
Soccer. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You need to help me out, Dan.
Because... Hey, what happened with this? Did anyone have any luck with this? Really quick, we're talking soccer. Anyone have any luck with those World Cup tickets? So I registered for a pre-sale.
I got to go to that
for this thing. And all I have seen is that this is the biggest crap show ever to try to get tickets for this thing. So apparently to buy tickets to the final, you have to buy into this like futures market and pay like X amount of dollars. Like I saw like some of the top countries that are like actually good at soccer.
And
it was like $1,000
to buy in. Okay.
And if that team advances to the final, apparently you have access to tickets.
Okay.
And the tickets are like astronomically expensive for all these matches.
I don't even know.
But I registered for a presale and I certainly did not get an email saying you won.
I here's the thing about it. I mean, this is the most high profile event in the world.
I'm aware of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
And it's funny that you say that, because my boss has asked me, do you want to go and cover this? And I'm like,
really?
Nah, I'm good. Thank you. I don't get up for these kind of big events. Like I would actually rather avoid them, but you know, That's just how my life is wired.
Man, yeah, you're a man of convenience. You're old.
Thank you.
I'm old too. I appreciate that. I'm turning 40 in 2 months. And I am also a man of convenience at this point in my life. I like things that are easy.
It's funny you say that because 40 is the magic number. You know why 40 is the magic number?
Because it's all downhill.
It's all downhill from there. So this is
like that when I turned 30.
No. There's another peak. And I hear there's another peak at 50.
20 is the peak, right? 20 is like you got 21.
Hold on. Wait. No. You can't drink. You can't rent a car.
Well, you can drink.
The older women don't take you serious. No, 20 is not the good age. I think the wheelhouse for a guy.
I think I peaked in my mid-20s. That was probably the peak.
Yeah, no. We got
30, it was like.
Let's get to the textures.
30 was like the gradual downhill, but 40, I just feel
like
it's over.
What is the peak as a male? What age is literally your peak as a male in this world? I would say it's 28. Because you've made some mistakes, you're working your way up.
You're a wise man at that point.
Yeah, you're a little. You're not wise.
You still have the youthful energy.
You still have the youthful energy. You probably still got a good bod. You don't have any kids, no dad bod. You're at your peak. So the women are plentiful. You could go younger. You could go older.
Now I'm trying. I'm at the lightest I've been in a while here.
Congratulations.
As I get close to 40. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Just stopped eating, essentially. You cut a lot of the stuff out. I don't like eat during the day anymore. I don't eat breakfast and I don't eat during the day. I binge at night, but it's whatever it is, it's been working. So, but yeah, I'm just this whole 40 thing, like 40 is devastating to me. Like in 2 months, I don't know.
You'll get over it.
It really stings because I feel like,
that was about the age I did hit my midlife crisis. Yeah.
How old are you now?
I think I bought a convertible at 40.
Did you? Oh, I remember you had the convertible.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 48.
48. Oh, so you're going to turn 50 in a couple of years. Yeah, 50 is like, that's just, I don't even want to think about that. 50 seems like, I don't even know if I'll make it to 50.
No, at 40, things start hurting and you don't know why. You don't know what you did. You wake up.
I don't know if we're supposed to bring up, other people's injuries around the building, but. My buddy Zog over there from Power 96.
Oh, yeah, I see. He's laid up with the ankle?
So I am at the point in my life where, so I'm coaching my son's basketball team, and I know we're supposed to do this Dolphin stuff. I promise we'll get to it in a second. I'm coaching my son's basketball team because now we live in the suburbs, and that's what you do, right? You coach the basketball team.
The park's like right across the street from you, right?
Yeah, it actually is. It's right across the street. So you got no excuse. So I'm coaching the basketball team and I'm into it. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I have this itch to play. I really would love to play again. And they have these leagues with all of these guys who are in horrific shape.
Don't look like me.
Probably can't move. And I see Zog over there. And he told me the details of his injury. And he goes, man, it's ligaments and it's going to be months. And he's limping around this place. And I go, man, I need someone to like tell me that it's not going to happen.
But no, it's going to happen.
I just feel like if I go out there and play in one of these leagues.
Nope. Don't you do it.
I'm going to end up with an Achilles.
You're going to tear an ACL.
Yeah, tear an Achilles, ACL, plantar fascia. Yeah. Don't you do it.
Does it make me a coward that I'm too scared?
No, you just don't want to wake up with pain.
Smart.
It's smart. Yeah. Don't you do it.
What do you want to do? Go show a bunch of bums that you still can ball? And what is that going to do?
I don't know.
You could work out and not injure yourself. I remember I was at
Someone said Solana. Solana.
Yeah.
Solana's like
Go play pickleball. Go play pickleball.
Pickleball is an injury-prone sport.
We need to go play pickleball.
Play pickleball. You play basketball. But...
No. We are not playing basketball.
Someone said Solana's got bad knees and bad gums.
Yes.
What's the gums thing?
He had some doctor, like in Hialeah, out of their garage. He had a gun surgery or something. This is not a joke.
He had a botched gum surgery?
He had gum surgery years ago, and then he had a gum surgery again years ago.
So I don't know about the whole gums thing, but I had my first cavity.
What, has he got gingivitis? Like, what is going on here? I
had my first cavity about 6 months ago. Last time I went to the dentist, they go, you have a cavity.
And that was
the most devastating piece of medical news I've ever gotten.
Absolutely.
Because I had never had a cavity. And every time I would go to the dentist, they're like, man,
you have awesome teeth.
You have awesome teeth. They go, are you from Dade County? Say, yeah. They go, oh, it's that water down. It's that tap water. it's got that fluoride in it, so it's good for your teeth.
Or maybe it's genetics. Yeah.
Apparently the water is good for your teeth.
My buddy's a dentist, John Nelson, Midtown dentist.
I think they took that stuff out of the...
Yeah,
I need a new dentist. He's fighting.
He's fighting for fluoride to remain in South Florida's waters because it is absolutely good for their teeth.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it's good for, bad for. I don't go down those roads. I just, whatever, man. Whatever's my fridge spits out.
We need fluoride.
But apparently Solana, he's got gum problems. He's got all kinds of problems. But yeah, he's a good example, though, of like what happens when you play ball.
I've told Solana, you got to stop playing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He can't even be 30, right?
Solana's, I think, 32.
I feel bad talking on his behalf here.
No, Solana's like, no, you cannot. I'm sorry.
Watch Zog. I see him. He is hurting, man.
When I see a guy injured, I know it's pickup ball. I know it's pickup ball. Alex Marvez, man. Michael Cunningham, Ethan Skolnick.
He got hurt playing pickup
Jason
ball?
Cole, all of them injured. Playing pickup basketball. I remember when I was a young intern at the Boston Globe.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you worked at Boston Globe.
Yes, it did. Right. They played like Tuesdays and Thursdays at lunchtime.
Yeah, sure.
And I used to go out there.
Yeah,
and you know, I'd run with them. I would take literally the brunt of the contact in a collision, but I was young 20s. I would literally just pop back up. The guy that I had the contact with, he wouldn't pop back up. And then the next day, I'd see him on crutches. And that was the point when I realized if you're in your 30s, you have no business playing pickup basketball. None.
Well, I don't know, man. All I could tell you is I have the itch. Someone said 28 to 35 is the peak. Another one said 25. I want to say 25-ish felt my best.
Yeah.
Right. That well,
man, you're
back.
Just full of testosterone. Eighteen was 18.
Like when I started
Jamie, how old
college,
are you?
I'm
24. I feel like 18 to 22 is the peak.
Nah, bro, it gets way better.
But yeah. It's college life.
Nah, you know, bro,
college life
sucks, bro. Wait till it
doesn't.
Oh yeah, it does.
I'm missing it.
No. Life. You got to get to the point where you've got a career, a little bit of money, a little bit of wisdom. You're beating the women off with a stick. That's the peak.
Jamie is right, by the way. I'm just my thoughts on this too. Like college was fantastic.
It was fun. Yeah.
It was a good run,
but it gets better.
And everything was worse after that. At least for me. Jamie, it probably will. Everything will be worse.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I mean, like, I don't know how it gets much better.
It doesn't because every year you're going to have more responsibility. So like, you're going to hit 25.
See, but you don't have money now.
No.
Yeah.
You're broke as a joke.
He is broke. But yeah, you know what's going to happen?
I'm in that in between right now. I just left college. I'm not like fully.
Yeah, you're poor.
So
you're poor, Jamie.
You're
going
to hit 25 and you're going to be like, you can't be on your parents' health insurance anymore.
Yeah.
And then things are going to get real. And you're going to be like, yeah, this whole thing sucks. All right. Anyway, we got to take a break. Speaking of sucks, we're going to hear from Tua and Mike when we come back here. We do have Omar with us. So we're going to get into this Dolphin stuff.
I hope you didn't mind me calling you poor, Jamie.
No, it's all good. We're all having fun.
says I blew out my ACL at 38 playing basketball, and I kept playing after that. But this year at 46, I felt my calf injury. I'm scared my Achilles will tear, and I finally stopped playing. I don't want to tear my Achilles.
Yeah, bro. It's a bad look when you tear your Achilles. And that's the thing about when you get older, everything takes longer to heal. Like I broke my ribs, and it was supposed to take 6 to 8 weeks. It took me 3 months, and I think I'm finally over it.
Apparently, fluoride's why I'm not so sharp, Omar. From what at least my teeth are strong.
I'm also in the no cavity club, by the way.
Are you? Wait, you still have no cavities?
No cavities, yes, sir.
Seriously,
zero.
I had one. They could have told me I was dying.
Yeah, my dentist said
so upset.
Said there's one that's close, and it's like between my teeth. And I'm like, I got to get it. I'm getting all nervous
it's
now.
Heartbreaking. Right?
I brushed that area real hard.
I even had those sealant things they put on there back in the day.
I need that.
I don't know if they still do that. I don't know if they're still doing that. Your buddy's a dentist. We got to give him a call, man. I got to get in there. All right. We're going to take a pause. We will do the Dolphin stuff. I promise when we come back, we'll hear from Mike. We will hear from Tua. Omar Kelly is here. Alan Poupart, by the way, is going to join us as well in the 8 o'clock hour. So a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to here as we have reached week number 6 in the NFL here. We have football tonight, Giants and Eagles. So we'll continue on with our Dolphins talk when we come back here on QAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.